Should Pennsylvania voters fail to re-elect Tom Corbett next week, they'll break a decades-old pattern giving governors their constitutional limit of two terms in office. For the past week, we've explored a series of issues in the governor's race and how the candidates stand on them. Tonight, let's hear from WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. He's been speaking with Corbett's supporters, detractors, and independent observers about the governor's leadership ability and style and whether they've contributed to his vulnerability. Here's his report.
Being an effective governor isn't easy. You have to understand complex policy issues, set a clear agenda, inspire and lead us while building political relationships that'll help you get things done, and you have to appoint a great staff, set strong ethical standards, and be likable. How has Governor Corbett measured up? Chris Borick is a Muhlenberg College political scientist who follows state government.
When you evaluate Governor Corbett on many of the metrics that we apply to leadership, the ability to reach out to the public and communicate your message, to work with legislators both in and out of your party to accomplish legislative agenda items, I think it's very fair to say that he struggled.
Laura Ellsworth is a Pittsburgh attorney who's active in civic and educational organization. She's known Corbett for decades.
The first word that I always use when I describe Tom to people is integrity.
While Corbett's critics may disagree with that, many who know and work with him say he's a straight shooter, someone who has strong core values and doesn't compromise his principles, as evidenced by his prosecution of high-profile Republicans and Democrats when he was Pennsylvania Attorney General. And most say that one-on-one, Corbett is smart, down-to-earth, and likable. Ellsworth says a lot of voters don't see that.
One thing that Tom is really bad at is self-promotion. And I think that that ironically has done him a disservice in politics, but it's part of him being a person of integrity. He is not a self-promoter.
Indeed, early in his term, Corbett was known for a few public appearances, limited exchanges with reporters, and a press office that routinely failed to return reporters' calls. Some describe Corbett even as a little shy. But David Patty, president of the Pennsylvania Business Council, says Corbett's approach is rooted in his experience as a U.S. attorney and state attorney general.
He comes to decision-making as the governor somewhat like a prosecutor, that he plays his cards very close to his vest. He lays out his case, gets all of his facts together, marshals his arguments, does so in private, and shares that information with very, very, very few people.
That mentality, many observers say, led Corbett to neglect the daily business of promoting his message. A prosecutor doesn't go on the stump and talk about his case after all. He waits for his day in court and counts on a jury, in a governor's case, the voters, to affirm his judgment. Patty says besides limiting a governor's popularity, that approach creates problems with the legislature, where leaders are used to governors keeping them in the loop, floating ideas, getting their input. Corbett, Patty says, likes to keep discussion in-house and present the legislature with a finished product.
By not floating the trial balloons, by not being out there slapping the backs and saying, what do you think about this, or thinking aloud during a speech, less people feel included in that process, or less people feel like they have ownership in some of the policies.
Corbett's defenders say he's had a tough time with the legislature because he put so many ranking lawmakers in jail as attorney general, and because as governor he mostly shut down the program of discretionary grants known as walking around money. While Republican leaders won't say it publicly in an election season, there's widespread talk in the legislature that Corbett's problems aren't about prosecutions or grants. It's that he hasn't put much effort into working with them, and that's part of why he's failed to get some key bills through a GOP-controlled legislature. In an interview with WHYY, Corbett said he has gotten things done, including a major transportation bill. He says two big initiatives are stalled, mostly because of the influence of public employee unions, pension reform, and privatizing liquor sales.
On the side of liquor, you know, there's two other governors who have tried to get it done, Governor Thornburgh and Governor Ridge, and we've come close. Under my administration last year, 2013, we got a bill out of the House. Never had happened before. It's over in the Senate, got it out of committee, it's on the floor, we're still going at it, we're a couple votes shy right now.
Halfway through his first term, Corbett made some staff changes and began communicating more effectively, but he's had a lot of ground to make up. He has risen to the challenge of defending his record in the campaign. In his three debates this fall, he seemed like someone who very much likes his job and is determined to keep it. Dave Davies, WHYY News.